So last week, as I was listening to the Monday Business Watch, I was listening to you talk about how restaurants have adapted and maximized whatever patio space they could to just get more people into their dining or outside of their dining establishment. And here we are this week looking at them having to close indoor dining again as of today. What does this mean for the business community?
Well, that's right, Casey. The rollback that we had been cautioned about did happen last Thursday. It does go into effect today. That means no indoor dining at restaurants and breweries, only outdoor and patio seating with safe social distancing measures are in place, and only at 50% of their fire code occupancy. So, of course, this comes after we've seen over 3,000 new cases in the past 2 weeks. So for a lot of local restaurants, it's going to be difficult. I imagine that we will start seeing more restaurants trying to do things kind of like we talked about last week, that Dick's Cafe and Andale and Masia have been doing, where they're really trying to maximize any outdoor space they have for customers to not only expand their occupancy for diners, but also kind of provide them with a sense of well-being, you know, a greater feeling of safety, I think.
And how does this affect the rest of the business communities, salons, gyms? Those are all staying open, right?
They are all staying open. One exception is that gyms, face masks are now required in any public space. So virtually anytime you leave your house, that includes when you're out exercising in public, that includes when you go to a gym. And again, I think that, I mean, the governor has hinted that this could really, if we don't turn this around relatively quickly, it could have an impact on the reopening of schools in the fall.
It looks like at this point there's really hardly any way around that. Just down the street in El Paso, Mayor DeMargo announced that they wouldn't be opening schools until after the first week of September. So still so many question marks about what that will mean for back to school.
That's right. And in the meantime, of course, fall contact sports like football and soccer have been canceled. So that's already one impact that we're beginning to see. So even if school resumes either in a hybrid, you know, with the hybrid model, or is delayed, it looks like most fall sports are pretty much off the table.
Mm-hmm. And on the other side of things, trying to provide relief and some help for businesses affected by this pandemic, Senate Bill 3 was signed this week by the governor. Tell us about that.
That's right. Last week, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed Senate Bill 3. That'll provide some relief for small business owners in New Mexico. That bill establishes a low-interest loan program for small businesses who might be kind of feeling the strain during this COVID outbreak. And what they're doing is they're providing low-interest loans using funding from the Severance Tax Permanent Fund. It allocates about $400 million to provide loans for struggling businesses and an additional $50 million in loans for local governments. Small businesses are going to be able to apply for those low-interest loans up to $75,000. The terms of those loans are expected to be a three-year payback. And again, that should help people who are small businesses who might not have been able to take advantage of the payroll protection program or some of the other loan opportunities. Now, one thing that's different about this one from the PPP is that the PPP is forgivable. This loan will have to be paid back, but again, at reduced interest rates. They're still trying to iron out some of the details, particularly around what would make a business credit worthy and some of that criteria. But they're hoping to have the program go live by early next month.
All right. Damian Willis, reporter with the Las Cruces Sun News, thank you for joining us for the Monday Business Watch.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure. And be sure to check out all of our reporting online at www.lcsun-news.com. And follow me on Twitter at Damian Willis.